Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, hey, Stuart. Just kind of staying in from the crazy weather and watching where things are going.
Yeah, it doesn't look too good, actually. When you put all of the coronavirus activity that's going on, and I'm not talking about the infections, I'm talking about the government reactions to these infections and what they're doing, I think we're heading into some trouble, maybe quite soon, and we're just not aware of it. I wanted to start out, you folks may remember that I have often brought up the two comets, Hyakutake and Hale-Bopp, which crossed over the star Elgol, which is Satan's head. And they formed a perfect cross. One crossed over in 1996, 24 years ago. The other in 1997. So that's 23 years ago. And those numbers are very, very significant. But I wanted to read something that a fellow by the name of Riley sent out. I think it's a fellow. I'm not sure. But I think he's a pastor and has been for some time, unless I'm confusing it with something else. And I want to get into this because, and I want you to listen carefully to what is presented, because for the Lord to have two comets cross over Satan's head, forming a perfect cross, has got to be extremely significant. The Lord would not do it unless he's actually painting a sign in the heavens for us to watch and see and take note of. And comets are almost always classified as messengers. So very, very interesting that the Lord would do that on the exact same date, 1 year apart, on 4/11. And I often wondered, well, what is 4/11? How does this all fit together? Well, I think we're beginning to figure it out now. And I wouldn't have figured it out myself without this article. So I want to give credit where credit's due. I'm just going to read some excerpts from what he has to say. Those readers who have studied the inspired account of the flood which came upon the earth in the days of Noah and who believe that they were reading know how very wicked mankind on the earth had become preceding the flood. Genesis 6:5, 6:10-12. Now, look at the wickedness, depravity, sin, evil, violence, and killing, which is all around us in the world today. And remember that the Lord Jesus himself said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man, Luke 17:26. Then the Lord followed that statement by adding, likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Luke 17:28-29. Which actually brings us back to when they say peace and security, sudden destruction cometh upon them. Larry, break in anywhere you want. 120-year warning. Before the flood, if you will go back into Genesis, the Lord gave 120 years. As it was, so should it be again. Therefore, there should have been a 120-year warning. In 1987, Theodor Herzl called for the Jewish people, scattered all over the earth since 70 AD, to come to a meeting he was convening in Basel, Switzerland. His meeting was called the First Jewish Congress. Now, if you take 1897 and you add 120 years, you come to 2017. I did a video called The Omega Code, and I proved in that video that 2017 was a very, very key date. All of the, since the founding of Israel, from actually 1897, which was the foundation, all the way through to today, there were 10-year, 20-year, 30-year, 40-year, 50-year, 70-year cycles, all hitting Israel on very key dates of their modern existence. But what we didn't see, or what I didn't see, was there's apparently a 3-year delay, and I'll get into why that is. Go into the scriptures and look up third day or 3 days. I'll give you just one verse. And be ready against the third day or third year. Remember, Daniel's 70th week is actually 7 days, but it actually means 7 years. So be ready against the third day. For the third day, the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. That's Old Testament. And if you go into the New Testament, Jesus was resurrected when? On the third day. And many people saw the resurrected people on that day. It was recorded. Many people were resurrected, not just the Lord. Now, we have entered the year 2020, and neither judgment nor the Lord has come yet. So already the scoffers have begun to raise their voices, exactly as predicted in God's prophetic word, 2 Peter 3-7. Peter was inspired of God to say that these scoffers are willingly ignorant. In other words, they deliberately ignore the evidence of a worldwide flood having occurred in the days of Noah. So why do we have a 3-year delay? The Lord delayeth his coming. Remember how he said that in the parable of the virgins? The Lord delayeth his coming. 3, meaning the 3 years, but 3 itself means resurrection, complete perfection. So a 3-year delay would complete the process to perfect the saints. By completing that process, rebirth, then resurrection. Now 20 also means resurrection. Isn't that interesting? So now let me go into this a little bit more. Previous to that, we had a solar eclipse over the USA that passed over seven Salems, towns called Salem. It also passed over a town called Little Egypt. And that was probably the beginning. That was in 2017. That was the 3-year beginning of the warning. So now, the Jewish year we have now is called 5780. 5 plus 7 plus 8 adds up to 20, the Bible number signifying redemption. Along with 2020, this makes 3 20s, because the year 2020 is 2 20s. Then we have the Jewish calendar coming out exactly the same way, which brings it to 3 20s, connected with the year date of the Lord's coming. 3 in the number of the Bible means resurrection, rapture. So now we have 20 plus 20 plus 20 or 3. Verily, verily, verilies, and 3 means resurrection. That ties all together the 20s. Now, do the 3 20s point directly at the 3-year delay? Interesting question. Does the star sign on 9/23/2017 part of the 3-year delay? 2017, as I said, I found it over and over and over again in the Omega Code. It's, by the way, it's posted on Angelfall 923. Anybody can go look at it. It's free. There is a dark side to the present century and year. Look at the year number again. Take the whole number for the century and the whole number for the year of the century and add them together. 20 plus 20 equals 40. 40 is the number in the Bible which signifies trial, testing, to be tried or tested. Also, this year of 2020, adding up to 40, clearly indicates that this may be the year of the beginning of the 7-year tribulation. But even the truth is not the full significance of this present number. Let's multiply the century number by the year. 20 times 20 equals 400. This is a number in the Bible which signifies affliction, warfare, to inflict judgment. Now, the good news for the true believers is that our Lord is soon possibly coming in the spring. Now, he's more specific. He says he is coming. I'm not going to go there. Read the scriptures in the Song of Solomon 2:8-13 and see for yourself if they don't clearly state there will be a rising, resurrection, and a coming away or a rapture in the spring of the year. What year? If you have what we've already seen, very possibly the present year, 2020. Now here's what it says in the Song of Solomon. It's very, very interesting. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a roe or a young hart. I think maybe it's rue. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice. My beloved spake, and he said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of the singing of birds is come, and the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree, Israel, putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grape give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. That is a spring coming away. Does it apply? We don't know. Now, here's where it really gets interesting. How about the Passover? The holy day of Passover occurs in the first month of the year on the calendar that God gave to Israel. I'm not talking now about their civil calendar. I'm talking about the one God gave to Israel. We could call it maybe the religious calendar. The first month of the year was called Abib up until the time of the Babylonian captivity. But since that time, it's generally referred to as Nisan. In Exodus 12, God told Israel to observe the Passover on the 14th day of Abib. This day is repeated, Leviticus 23. Therefore, it is a fixed date, indicating it is important as a holy day. Well, how important is it? The 14th day of Abib was the day God commanded the Israelites in Egypt to sacrifice the lamb in the evening and partake of that lamb, Exodus 12:3-6. Then during that time, same night, the Lord passed over the land of Egypt, just as promised. The Lord passing over in the heavens above the earth has two important effects. It set the Jews free of their bondage. It also brought judgment and death upon the Egyptians. Have our readers ever noticed that there are only two places in the entire Bible where we see the Lord passing through the sky or heaven above the earth? The first of these places is when the Passover was set in place in Exodus 12. Remember, Exodus, leaving. The other, excuse me, is when the Lord comes in the air at the time of the resurrection and rapture, 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Is it just a coincidence? The Lord Jesus was and is the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, John 1:29. Jesus Christ was crucified on Passover, Abib 14. His body was in the grave 3 days and three nights. And then he arose just as the third day, Abib 17, was ending, and the Jewish Sabbath day, Abib 18, was beginning. He had gained the victory for every soul of man who will believe. Glory to God. The inspired word explicitly states, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." Romans 6:5. Okay, so what's this got to do with the comets? Now, all of these events occurred on or in connection with the observance of the festival of Passover on Abib 14. Be careful to notice that Christ was resurrected 3 days, 3 years, folks, after his crucifixion, Abib 17. The present year of 2020, the Jewish Passover falls on our Gentile calendar on the 8th day of April this spring. Yes, it is possible that the resurrection and rapture of God's people could take place on Passover, or perhaps 3 days later, April 11th. Remember that comet Hyakutake passed over the star Elgar exactly on 4/11/1996, 24 years ago. Elgar represents Satan's head. Then it was comet Hale-Bopp that passed over Elgar 1 year later, forming a cross in the heavens, crushing the head of Satan. You'll find that in Genesis. That sign in the heavens has been a mystery until now. Resurrection Day, 17 Abib, is 4/11/2020. 4
wow.
plus 11 equals 15, and that number means rest. This is when God's people could enter their rest. The delay appears to be 3 days or 3 years. Remember in the parable of the virgins, where the Lord delayeth his coming. Will Israel enter Daniel's 70th week in the immediate future? And is it possible that the church could be removed around Passover or when he was resurrected on April 11th? What's also interesting is a supermoon falls on April 8th, the beginning of Passover. And this is kind of interesting because we have another supermoon coming up on March 9th, which has to do with Purim. Remember Esther in Purim and how she made herself ready for 3 days before she entered the king's chamber? All of this is beginning to come together. So we have in April what they call a full moon anyway, or some are, a pink moon. And it's very, very interesting. Anyway, Larry, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that's just absolutely fascinating how all of this stuff seems to be coming together and beginning to make a lot of numbers sense, you know. And it does remind me, Stuart, recently, I'm not going to use a name, but an older Native American woman that I'm well aware of that loves the Lord and goes to church and you know, prays, was given a very unique experience. In this experience, she said that she saw myself and Darnett, and we were standing, and the Lord was standing there, and she was standing there, and there was a line of people that the Lord had come to get, and that he was standing there by her, and she saw all these people, including Darnett and myself, being clothed with white apparel, and as they began to, we all began to leave, the Lord turned to her, and he said, "You cannot go yet, and your other family members cannot go yet. You're not ready." But he said, "You've got to wait a little while, but it won't be long. I'll return." I find that fascinating, and that seemed to dovetail a little bit into that, but who knows? I mean, this is really, we're in some incredible times.
Yeah, we are. And if this has anything to do with the rapture of the bride, then it would give a seven-day warning, which would fall on April 4th. And four, this is interesting because four is the number of the world. And I find it very interesting that the seven-day warning given to Noah, remember, get in the ark, Noah, on the seventh day, he got in 7 days before the flood. So anyway, we have a 4-4. Is it possible that on the 4th of April, the world is going to be given some very significant worldwide warning? Well, we don't know. It's kind of interesting, though. And then I just decided I was going to go into one of the astronomical programs, and I found a very strange alignment on 4-11 at 11:40 in the time zone. In other words, I just simply reversed it, 4-11 and 11:04. And I found this alignment: Sun, Mercury, Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, the Moon, and Spica, all in closed alignments, all pointing to Virgo, Spica, and the sheaf of wheat, all pointing to the Virgin. Isn't that kind of interesting? Actually, Spica is designated as Alpha Virginis, meaning the Alpha of the constellation of Virgo, or the Virgin's Alpha. Remember what Jesus said? I am Alpha. I am Omega. Spica itself is a Latin word meaning an ear of wheat, perhaps because of the constellation Virgo was formerly associated with harvest time. All the constellations have now been delayed by the long march of the procession that gets into all kinds of astronomical stuff. Basically, I wanted to bring about that the 12th of April, one day after the 11th and the Resurrection Day, is when they wave a sheaf of barley, the early harvest. This is fascinating. Would it come upon the world and they wouldn't know a thing about it? Absolutely. Jesus said it comes as a, excuse me, as a snare. Anybody's done any hunting or laid snares? You walk into a snare, you don't even know the snare is there until it springs. It's instant. This is exactly what the Lord was referring to with the rapture, the twinkling of an eye. Okay, anyway, I guess we should get back to the coronavirus. I've got an article here, Larry, maybe you sent it. I'm not sure. It looks like we are just one step closer to a cashless society. The World Health Organization warns of the corona transmission of healthy people by touching paper currency. A new danger looms about the possibility of transmission of the new coronavirus from its sufferers to healthy ones through a bridge of dealing in paper currencies. What are they talking about? Well, this is what they did in China, folks. They burned the currencies. What if you don't have currency? How do you transact? There's only one way left: digital, computer, mark. What do you think, Larry? This is getting very fascinating.
Well, it is, Stuart. And by the way, Holly Deo had a news post that I posted on my blog today, a new one up called "Their Updates: Disinfecting Your Mail from COVID-19." And she says that in her book, recent book, Data Prepare, page 372, that she had dealt with decontaminating mail, and people should read about it. You can actually go to the Deo website, deo.com, or, you know, standeo.com, mm-hmm. and read about it. But there's a process of disinfecting your mail. And, by the way, I don't know if it's out much, but they're reporting some mail carriers or mail personnel in California has got coronavirus now.
Yep. Here's another thing that you people need to really be concerned about. I found it this morning. Somebody sent it to me. It comes from, I think it's called Defense something. It's a military-orientated website. And Celeste just posted an article on YouTube concerning this. And she came to the same conclusion I did immediately. A military-funded biosensor. Now, this is from DARPA, the defense agency that does all this high-tech black operations. A military-funded biosensor could be the future of pandemic detection. This is kind of interesting. It's a Defense One article. The timing is very, very suspicious, because it dovetails into a mandatory vaccine. The company announced today, I'm not, Profusa is the name of the company, announced on Tuesday it will test how well the sensors can be detect influenza outbreaks up to 3 weeks before it's possible to detect them using current methods. Because the gel doesn't actually emit any signal, it wouldn't give away a soldier's position, so the sensor could be used in sensitive settings like behind enemy lines. And then they go on to explain what it does. Well, I want you to think about this. They're going to test it. This is a beta test on special forces, according to Celeste. However, what this thing does, it embeds itself in the human body. And it detects any changes whatsoever in the human body. I just want you to think about how this could be morphed into the mark of the beast so easy. And all they would have to do, see, this thing wouldn't be any good, right, unless everybody has to have it. If it's to detect pandemic detection, in humanity, everybody would have to have it. Right, Larry? Isn't that what they say about the mark of the beast?
Oh, yeah.
So, this is kind of interesting. Anyway, and the announcement comes as the United States is grappling with the COVID-19, a respiratory illness that can present flu-like symptoms such as coughing and shortness of breath. The military is taking a leading role in vaccine research. Now, couple this with what I just told you about pandemic detection. And this thing goes under the skin. It's a gel-like thing that then merges with the human body. Celeste said she suspects it probably does change your DNA, which is what a lot of people are now warning about, that if you take a vaccine or you take the mark of the beast, it will change your DNA. And you will no longer then be redeemable. Because if your DNA changes you into a hybrid, which is what the end result is, that goes back to 9/11, the Twin Towers, and the rise of the single tower. It's all about DNA. It's all about changing your DNA. And converting humans into hybrids, basically, is what this whole thing is about. What have you got? What's the latest you've got on any of this, Larry?
Well, there's considerably new warnings on Hal Turner's site. And, you know, a lot of it's covert intel, but, you know, I'll read a couple of them and, you know, people make up their own minds. Hal Turner reported, yesterday that Florida deployed the National Guard bioweapon response team to Tallahassee. That's Florida's capital city. You know, and I can't vet it because I can't find any other information on it. And also he's got a new post up stating that people that want to get out of the city should be on 72-hour standby, ready to go for a bug out, that's from intel he's hearing. And then also he's got one that's kind of interesting because it says critical analysis, the breaking point for hospitals, health care, countries, and civilization. He says health care loads are accelerating now because of the flu and the coronavirus and others. And so it will reach soon a breaking point. And if you need health services, you're probably going to be blocked because of the just the massive amount of medical going on in the country. So people really do need to kind of watch themselves and take care of themselves and really have on hand their medications.
Yep, get your medications, and you need to strengthen up your immune systems, folks. And there's a lot of things you can do for it. I'm going to try to put together a list, because you can get almost all these things if you don't have them at one of your local food stores, or you can go on something like Amazon and places like that where you can get it. I did have a question in my mind, though, because of the advanced technology that is available. And I found a movie on how a nanobot works, and how a nanobot actually almost looks like a virus, and maybe it is a virus, we don't know, a smart virus perhaps. So I'm curious, is this coronavirus, we do know it was weaponized, they're not telling you that, but the people that have actually looked at this thing, this is a weaponized military biolab 4 constructed virus. So here's my question, and maybe there are some people out there who are really intelligent about this sort of thing. Is this coronavirus a virus or a nanobot that looks like a virus? And there have been some people saying that they don't think this is a virus. They think it's something else. What, have you heard anything about that, Larry?
Well, I've heard all kind of theories. A lot of it, though, it seems like a lot of people that are coming up with this recently in different parts of the world are not really getting it from China. This is being disseminated some other way. And, mm-hmm. you know, there was a lot of study about nanobots and chemtrails. So,
yes,
we really don't know the truth because people – you know, won't even hold their governments accountable for chemtrails, much less what it might dump on them.
Yeah, and that's been going on for years, folks, the chemtrails. And don't forget what God has to say about it. Those who rise up against me in the midst of Babylon, the USA, and who destroy the earth. So they're doing something that God considers earth-destructing. And very, very interesting wording. Here are a couple of headlines. Break in here, Larry, too. A global pandemic. German health minister. The coronavirus outbreak in China has become a global pandemic, says the German health minister, Jens Spahn, I guess, is way it's S-P-A-H-N. That's kind of interesting, don't you think, that he's calling it a pandemic, whereas WHO refuses to do that, and I've heard that's for financial reasons. What do
well,
you think?
Well, Hal Turner also put out a post a few days ago, and I think I read it on one show. I can't remember. Maybe I didn't. It's called WatchCon 1, Imminent Crisis,
yes.
And I'll just give you the paragraph here of it. says due to sustained human-to-human transmission outside China of the coronavirus, the National Center for Medical Intelligence raised the risk of pandemic from probable to imminent. And it also says the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff intel briefing to the White House also is expecting COVID-19 to likely become a global pandemic. So if some are avoiding that term, they're trying to be politically correct.
Yeah. And Celeste also ran a deal about they have declared, she says, they did it kind of not doing it, but did it anyway, a medical martial law invoking system. I did read an article where the FEMA head, I can't remember his name, had gone to Trump and said, we have to declare nationwide martial law and we have to do clampdowns. So what are they saying? They're saying the same thing that China did, and still, as far as I can understand, they still have about 800 million people locked down still. Here's another headline, Debka file, Israel breaking 90,000 plus Israelis in quarantine with 15 confirmed coronavirus cases. What do you think, Larry? What in the world's going on in Israel? Is that something they've dumped on Israel? Is this deep
state?
Well,
we really don't know. We do know that Israel began immediately sealing their borders, if you will. Even their air traffic was limited, and they were working real hard to keep any of this out. So showing up in that much of the population is really telling. That's why I'm saying that I'm not sure that you can connect all the transmissions of coronavirus to just China.
Yeah, I heard that there was some scientist over, I think it was in Italy, who said there were 22 strains of this. This indicates that this thing mutates. And they say there's another wave of the flu here in America. Unprecedented, I guess. It doesn't happen very often, but there's a new wave. It's kind of like the second wave of the locusts over there that are chewing up all the crops. When you put all this together, and then you take what I read you about 4/11 and the star signs and the 3-year delay, it's right on time. The World Health Organization has not yet labeled the outbreak a pandemic. The description reserved for an infectious disease threatening lots of people all over the world simultaneously. Well, that's exactly what it's doing. I got a few other headlines here I can read real quick. Larry, just comment on any one of these. Severe damage done to COVID victims' lungs and immune systems found in autopsies. New Scientific Medical Journal paper. Now, they did come out, and Celeste reported on this as well, that what this they're aiming, and I watched part of the news conference that Pence did today. This is all aimed at the elderly. The elderly are the target. Why would global deep state want to do something that would get rid of the elderly? Because they're old school. You can't have old school people going into the new world order. We need kids. We need children. Anyway, will a face mask really protect you from the coronavirus? Now, Larry, they keep telling us you don't need a face mask, right?
Yeah.
They even repeated it today. Don't be going out and buying face masks. Number one, they probably don't do you that much good. And number two, we need them for the healthcare workers. I don't quite understand the logic behind that. If the mask can't really do you that much good, then why do healthcare workers need it? I would think it'd be reversed. That if the masks work and people are wearing them, they're not likely to come down with it, and therefore you don't have that many people in the healthcare industry that are going to be overwhelmed. It seems like they're reversing all this. Okay, Wuhan whistle doctor says it's highly possible to become reinfected. Victims can be fully infected but be totally asymptomatic for up to 24 days, I've heard even longer than that, and test negative over and over. Forget the 14-day quarantine routine. Chinese coronavirus patient reinfected 10 days after he left the hospital. Coronavirus ELE, that's an extinction-level event, worse than Hollywood horror film. That, you know, maybe just a lot of hype. What do you think, Larry? I mean, when you look at all these headlines, it looks to me like this is rapidly going all over the world.
Well, something that concerns me a little is the fact that they seem to be indicating, apparently, people are not building up, that have it, are not building up a resistance to another round of it. And that tells me that either, you know, and this is just me guessing, but either the disease itself mutates and then comes back and strikes again as another agent, or it is somehow nanotechnology, and you got to realize the human body cannot become resistant to a nanobot.
Yeah, I watched a video on these nanobots and how they merge with a human cell and how they wrap around it, and from then they expand to the other cells, and it's really horrific what these nanobots do, and they're programmed robots. And I don't know how they do it, but I got a feeling 5G is part of this whole thing as well. You got to remember that China had forced vaccinations, and then a little bit later, they introduced 5G, and then a little bit later, everybody gets sick. Now, can you trigger a nanobot with a 5G frequency? I would have to probably guess, sure. They're way ahead in what they can do. And, you know, remember what the Lord said way, way back there in Genesis? Whatsoever man imagines to do, that can he do. Well, we got a lot of evil people who go to sleep at night, dream about it, wake up at night, or wake up in the morning, figuring about how they can kill off humanity. Satan hates humanity. Evil men wax worse and worse. They want to kill you. So when you go back to the Georgia Guidestones, engraved in granite or marble or whatever it was, what do you find? Engraved in the rock, the elimination of about 6.5 to 6.9 billion people. Mass murder. I don't know why people can't get their mind around how evil people are. Clary, you were a police officer for years. You've seen the dark side. Want to elaborate on that for a little bit about the evil nature of people?
Well, it's so incredible that the evil nature of people that I've seen, so much of it is the fact that if humanity can have that evil, you don't even really need demons. They only aggravate those type people. So it's bad. But, you know, I was thinking as you was talking, you was giving away, talking about where all of it was seemed to be drawn to China and the 5G. And so I sat here, and I was wearing my tinfoil hat. You know, you made me a tinfoil hat one time, sent it to me, and I'm wearing it. And as I was wearing that hat, I got to thinking, Stuart, the way you was talking there, my imagination went a little bit wild, and I thought, well, you know, we do know that 5G is connected to alien intelligence, and so 5G would really activate or actually create greater activity in any type of nanobot or robotics. You know, it would make it even faster. It would make it faster than normal. So what if when China turned on their 5G, the 5G signal itself drew nanobots that was in the air floating around, you know, from all the chemtrails? It drew them like a hive right to China and then to other places.
Yeah, there's something going on here. I don't know if you folks have ever heard of David Icke. He's kind of a New Ager, but he's extremely brilliant. Aside from his theology, he does not believe in the Bible, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he just recently came out with about an hour-long interview that he did about the coronavirus, and it's very brilliant. You can find it on YouTube. David Icke, I-C-K-E, I think. I'm probably not pronouncing it right. David Icke, or Icky. I don't know how they pronounce it. You might want to just go on YouTube and look for it. Brilliant analysis of what's going on. He's been working for 30 years trying to warn people, number one, they're in a matrix, and number two, the people within the matrix, the evil men and women that are running this one world order, they're using this as their means of bringing in that one world order. And anyway, another headline, are coronavirus reinfections being caused by a second bioweaponized and mutating virus distinct and different than COVID-19? This is just what Larry just said. And would authorities tell us if it were? Of course not. It says here, coronavirus is reinfecting far too many with deadly consequences. What else have you got on this, Larry, that is not good, let's put it that way.
I took my tinfoil hat off, so I'm back to myself now. But, you know, I was thinking, because I recently, and I sent you a copy, and I watched a little of it. Stan Dale's got a brand new video out that came out, and it's called They're Here. He says, they're here. UFOs come out of nowhere, and it's dated 3/3/2020. And actually, Stan Dale kind of platforms off of a Ian Taylor from the Philippines report of UFO activity he was observing during the night. And he's actually seen that more than once. But what's interesting, Stuart, I was thinking, could this somehow be so out of control or appear so out of control that we need those that are coming, or in other words, an arrival, that they could actually come and put an end to it for mankind?
Yes. Yeah, they are here to help you. It's kind of like the government when they knock on the door. We are here to help you. Well, I don't need any help. Well, actually, yes, you do. We need to help you get into a FEMA camp so we can kill you. These guys that are coming, the strong delusion of Thessalonians, which we've read before, this is the deception. They are here to help us. They are here to either stop a war or stop a virus from killing everybody, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But whoever it is, like Stan Dale did on his in that video, they are here, brought that thing up, that they are here, and they probably are going to come kind of roughshod over humanity. You remember that Stan did a research on Daniel and the actual language and what it actually means. And the arrival is very real. In fact, in that video, he says, I think it's imminent. I believe it is, too, because of the 4/11, Passover. We're in that year, 2020. And for me personally, I just turned 80, but I'm a leap year baby. So I'm 20. So I got 20, 20, 20, and 20. So if you add that up, that's an 8. An 8 means new world or a new beginning. So it's all very, very fascinating how all of this is going on. Florida deploys National Guard bioweapons response team. This is just the beginning, folks. they're going to go, I believe, into full martial law. I think they've already told us that's what they're going to do. They're holding back. They're not telling us the whole truth of the matter. But there are, these are going on all over the world now. There's 80-something nations, I think I heard somewhere, that now are infected. What else have you got on this? Anything at all, or should we move on to what's going on in the Middle East?
Well, before we go there, there's a new report out, and I tried to post it, and I had a lot of conflict. Google algorithms was trying to keep me from using it. If you go to, Drudge Report has the headline, and actually you can find their story at www.thedrive.com. And what it is some satellite images that have, you know, if you'll remember back some time ago, a secret test range airport in Nevada, there were some strange craft showed up. And now there's even more, and they've shown up overnight over the last 24 hours, and I saw the images, but I couldn't use them. And anyway, the headline of this, and that's thedrive.com, and also on Drudge Report, it says, mystery objects spotted again at secret Tonopah Test Range Airport in Nevada. And it makes me wonder, you know, Stan Deo said, you know, years ago he was talking, and he said, you know, one of the signs that America's about to get hammered is if a lot of our secret technology comes to the surface and starts to depart America. But now I'm not saying this is what this is. I'm just saying, why now suddenly are we seeing lots of unknown object appearances on airports, you know?
Yeah, kind of interesting in view of Donald Trump's Star Force, Star Troopers, you know,
What's interesting, Stuart, is, you know, we really don't know what the United States Space Force that Trump brought from private to public, we don't know what that consists of, do we?
No, we don't have a clue, because actually most people never even look up. So when you tell people that they're being chemtrailed, they look at you like you're nuts. And they don't know the difference between a contrail and a chemtrail. This is a huge difference, folks. People need to start looking up. And as far as Tonopah, it was Bob Lazar who said, I worked out there under Dr. Edward Teller and a few others about anti-gravity and space-time distortion. And I think it was heavy element 115, which didn't even exist. And so everybody said, what a liar Lazar is. There is no such element as element 115. I think that's what it is. Maybe I got the number wrong. And lo and behold, guess what? Yes, there is such an element. And it was used, he said, to create anti-gravity engines. That's how they work it. So all this kind of stuff is going on right under the noses of the American people. Here's the problem. Most of this stuff is being engineered to control the world population by the New World Order. That's why Jesus said, who can make war with the beast? Well, the answer is obvious. No one, except the Lord Jesus Christ himself. I want to get into the economics a little bit of this. United Airlines boss warns domestic and transatlantic flights will be cut because coronavirus fears leave planes empty. Do you see how all of this thing can start to radiate outwards and cause a global economic collapse? Banks close, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What else you got, Larry?
Well, we could go to the Middle East before we run out of time here. The latest information that I've been, you know, I read a report, I believe I did anyway, on you know, trouble in Damascus and et cetera that was going on. The latest, Yeah, the latest, without going through all that again, none of that settled down. And we've wondered where Russia's been during the Turkish invasion. And there was some information I found today, I believe it was on either Breaking Israel News or World Israel News, that was showed a recent photograph of Assad and his forces that's heavily in battle against the Turks right now. And it said in that article, if true, it says that Russia's been holding back and secretly moving a lot of their military around in Syria, and they are going to stand with Syria or the Assad Syrian forces against Turkey. There's going to be a big battle, but we've got to see where this goes, I guess. It takes time to get details out of that region.
Well, isn't it odd on the timing of all this? Here we are coming up on the Passover, 4/11s, comets in the heavens, 3-year delay, 2020, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, from now through, I would say probably the end of May, are really a heads-up time to be ready for anything. It just doesn't look too good, let's put it that way. With all this stuff going on and Iran's leaders coming down with all this stuff, and I understood that Erdogan and Putin were going to have a meeting. I don't know how that's going to come out. Maybe Putin's going to lay the law down to him and say, look, I have a treaty with Syria. I've been invited there to help them out, and I'm going to honor it. So please back off. And if they don't, yes, then that war could break out. And several Jewish rabbis, I think, said that when they saw Constantinople, Istanbul, depending on which name you want to apply to it, is attacked, then the Messiah is right behind. In fact, you sent me an article, Larry, about a rabbi who said that the supermoon on Purim and another supermoon on Passover was a signal that Messiah was coming. Here's the headline: supermoon to appear on Purim, then on Passover, an omen signaling imminent return of the Davidic dynasty. They're taking notice, folks, of all of this, all of this. And they know that something is coming. 2020, 20 being resurrection. And I don't know, folks, I would just prepare yourself as best as you can. CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier, or whatever she calls herself, says, the coronavirus pandemic will spread in the USA, a matter of when, not if. So there you go. And, of course, Donald wants us to buy stocks and keep the money trail going. What's your last word there, Larry?
Well, I would have to say I've been watching some of the so-called experts talking, and they're saying that really, almost everyone on the planet's going to actually come into contact with this because of the way it, I guess, it moves. And
yes,
that I do know that two or three countries now have outlawed the public buying the mask because they say they need the mask for the military and the first responders and the medical people, and people buying them up take them away from those that would be helping them. So, nobody wants anybody to have a mask except certain people.
Yeah, it has all the marks of the elite. I can understand part of it, but the rest of it I don't. I think it's reverse, and not much you can do with it. Good is evil. Evil is good, just like the Lord Jesus Christ said was coming, folks. And it's about here, and there's nothing you or I or anybody can do about it except stay out of the way, prepare yourself, keep your immune system up and operating. And I'll try and get into that on Friday. There's a number of things you can take that are very, very interesting. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Take care. Prepare yourselves. Good night.